Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Place Blog Talk Radio Show. Today we have a very special feature for you. We have joining the show Miss Rebecca Pierce. Rebecca, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you are so welcome. So tell us about your web series, The War at Home.
Well, The War at Home is a web series that I wrote regarding a female character, a character we don't see often on television. She is Army Sergeant Belinda Oglesby, and she is returning home from war in Afghanistan, only to kind of find there's a new war at home, which is she, her children, and their husband, who's actually abandoned the kids, and so she has to fight to regain custody of her children while also dealing with some very personal issues that many of our veterans are facing now, such as PTSD and homelessness and alcohol abuse and things like that. And I created this story because I'm a veteran of the U.S. Air Force, and I've worked with vets over the years in my career, and some of the experiences that women in particular experience are a little bit different than what our male veterans experience. And I wanted to kind of bring that to light, but also, you know, not make it a good story that's relatable to see this character fight to reclaim herself, her health, her identity, her family. So it's a dramatic series that we're hoping we can get picked up for either cable or network and be able to tell this fantastic story. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. And it's good to see something from a woman's perspective, you know, like that.
Yes. It's not often done. Most of these shows done about war are written from a male perspective and have, you know, typically all male writers. And so it's difficult to find work that's told for us, about us, by us. So.
Okay. So who are some of the cast members in your web series?
Well, we have several local actors. We did the pilot. This is a pilot that's on the web series. So we cast local actors from Northern Virginia, as well as here in Richmond, Central Virginia, and a little farther out in like the Lynchburg area. So our cast is George Dippold, and then we also have Leslie I know she calls herself Miss Batu on Facebook if you want to follow her, and a couple other different local actors. We have real life women veterans in the story. Our homeless woman that you see on the street in the web series, she is a real Army vet, and we were excited to have her. In fact, she was her best friend was one of the first women killed in combat during the war, Afghanistan war. And I think actually prior to that, earlier in the conflict. So we try to stack that show with actual veterans, and then those of us behind the scenes, myself and the cameraman, our video cinematographer, we're veterans as well. So
okay,
we definitely include some a mixture of civilians and vets.
Okay, that's good. That's really good. So what kind of audience watch the web series, and is there a fee for them to watch the series online? Can you just give us that share that information?
Well, right now the series is streaming on YouTube, so it's free. There's no charge for it. We broke it up into five different mini episodes, so they're 5-minute episodes. And so if you go into the search engine for YouTube, just put TWA, which stands for the title of the show, The War at Home, so TWAH. Episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, either one of those, they'll pop up, and people can watch those. And really, we've been promoting that show heavily in veterans groups on Facebook, women vet groups on Facebook, as well as on our pages. And we just want people to tune in, tell us their thoughts. And then again, you know, we are working hard to put this in the hands of producers to get the show, the full show, picked up, but we definitely need those views. We need people to support it and watch it and start helping us, you know, spread the word. And of course, you know, go volunteer with a vet organization to help, you know, bring down our numbers on homeless veteran women and children and vets in general.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important that we also not create that good show, but also really encourage people to really find out what's going on with women veterans.
Absolutely. And we'll share it, too, on our Facebook page as well as our Twitter page. We will post the link to the YouTube so that our audience can view it and share it as well. Now, you are also an author. You're so welcome.
Yes.
You're also an author as well. So can you tell us about Murder on 2nd Street? Now, I like that title.
My favorite book, well, I have a lot of favorites, but Murder on 2nd Street is like near and dear to my heart because it's historic fiction. So it is loosely based on a neighborhood here in Richmond called Black Wall Street or 2nd Street. And 2nd Street was one of the most successful, economically and financially successful neighborhoods in Richmond, in Virginia, in the South at the turn of the 20th century. And so when people talk about Black Wall Street, they typically talk about Tulsa, Oklahoma, but it's really because Tulsa was bombed. Well, Jackson Ward was on the same par as Tulsa, was never bombed, but Black Wall Street here in Richmond was really prolific in that we had Maggie L. Walker. She was born and raised here, lived on what we call Quality Row or Lee Street. And the story, I based the story on that community. I created a World War I veteran, which a lot of people don't know that men of color served in World War I. His name is Cy Sanford, and he comes back home. He comes back home to Jackson Ward, which is Black Wall Street, and there is somebody killing and murdering black women, black working class women, and dumping their bodies throughout the ward. And so because Jackson Ward was literally segregated off from the rest of Richmond due to Jim Crow, it really literally is like a 10-block radius of black businesses and a black family home because of segregation, you couldn't really live outside of certain parts of the city of Richmond, live in it. So these people had to survive. And so I put, you know, a serial killer there, and I wanted to see how these very affluent people of color would handle solving this murder and protect their businesses and their livelihoods because it was all they had. So the Jackson Ward that's talked about in the novel is a real place. You can Google it. It's historic. It's the home of Maggie L. Walker, the first woman of color to be president of a bank. But the murders and all that, even though there were murders going on in the ward at that time, you know, those are fictional. But, I mean, we gave you a really good character that's not seen in fiction often, Cy Sanford. And, you know, he's trying to figure out what he can do. I mean, he has his own issues. He, too, suffers from today what we would call PTSD. You know, he's a severe alcoholic, but he's trying to hold on. And there's a love story too. So it's my favorite novel. It's one of my favorite novels and that I've written, and we've got really good reviews off of the story. And that's actually the book that we based our next project off of, Black Wall Street, The Money, The Music, The People. That film is based off of the novel.
Okay. Good. So where can our audience go to get your novel, Murder on 2nd Street?
Well, all my novels, including Murder on 2nd Street, are available on Amazon, Amazon.com.
Okay.
All you got to do is Google it. It'll take you to the page, and you can order the hard copy or the e-book. And, again, I mean, if you love historic fiction, if you love black history, African-American history and literature, then, you know, that book, and you love a murder mystery, that's a really good book for you. I mean, we've gotten a lot of wonderful feedback on that novel, and, you know, hopefully that, too, one day will become a major film. But, but for now, you know, check out my work. A lot of my other works are on Amazon as well, too, so you can check it out.
Okay. All right. All right, guys, make sure you go to Amazon. Okay, so what's coming down the pipeline for you next that you can share?
Well, again, we are still, you know, pushing The War at Home, trying to get viewers for that and, of course, you know, get that into Hollywood. But we just did a major theatrical production on a play called That Colorblind Kind of Love, which is loosely based on the Richard and Mildred Loving story. It was inspired by that. So we're trying to create a tour for that, and we actually have that available on DVD. And so, you know, we'll be talking if you, again, follow me on Facebook, you can go Google the page on Facebook, That Colorblind Kind of Love, and you can, you know, see where you can get a copy of that DVD from, and or, you know, if you know of someone who would like to or be interested in bringing the show to their town, their local theater, or even university, then, you know, feel free to contact me. Rebecca at rlpproductions.com, and that's Rebecca with a K-A-H. You know, we'd be happy to talk to you about bringing the show to, you know, to you. And even the same thing with Black Wall Street. If you want to have a showing of the film Black Wall Street, we'd be happy to bring that to you as well. So we have that, and then I have a couple. I have a film coming out next year. I can't get into too much detail, but we have some big things coming up with work that I've done for other people, because I'm also a screenwriter, so I've, you know, been hired to write other projects, and so those will be coming out soon. So my own stuff as well as other people's stuff that I've written.
Okay.
So.
You're busy. That's good.
Yes.
All righty.
Super excited.
Yes, that's congratulations. Now, how can our audience connect with you on social media and tell us your website so they can go out and, you know, learn more about you and support you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you very much. Well, I'm definitely out there on social media. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. So you can always just Google Rebecca L. Pierce. Again, that's Rebecca, R-E-B-E-K-A-H, L. Pierce. Or Lynn Pierce, and you can, you know, follow us on Facebook under my name. We also have RLP Productions on Facebook and rlpproductions.com. You can go to our website. You can go to RebeccaLPierce.com, my website. And, of course, there's a website. You could also Google Black Wall Street, the money, the music, the people, that, or Black Wall Street, the movie, excuse me, and that has its own website. And, again, I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter under Rebecca Pierce, as well as Productions RLP, and they can pretty much find us in all those different places. So as long as you plug my name in, you'll find me, pretty much.
Awesome, awesome. Well, there you guys have our show today. I will be posting in up on our Facebook page, Sister's Place, the YouTube trailer for The War at Home, as well as her Murder on Second Street book. So that you guys can check her out, and the link to her website will all be on our website, as on our page as well. So you guys check her out, follow her, support her. Please share The War at Home so we can get that the views up and just get the awareness up. And like you said,
yes,
go volunteer at a veteran facility. They will appreciate you. They, you know, have an impact on someone's life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Oh, you are so welcome. Well, Rebecca, you enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
You too.
Stay blessed. And I'm here to support you. So have a great one.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You too.
Oh, you're
bye,
so
guys.
Welcome. Bye-bye. Bye.